Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Friday of the 47th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we further examine Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 122. Heidelberg Catechism 122. What is the first petition? Hallowed be thy name, that is, grant us first rightly to know you, and to hallow, magnify, and praise you in all your works, in which your power, goodness, justice, mercy and truth shine forth, and further, that we so order our whole life, our thoughts, words, and deeds, that your name may not be blasphemed, but honored and praised on our account. One of the trending phenomena among businesses these days is the concept of branding. To be successful, a company is told, they must ensure the quality of their brand, in product, logo, and appearance, and they should encourage brand loyalty, that is, keeping a consumer faithful to them rather than turning to the competition for service or product. In the state of Wyoming, where I live, people are encouraged to, quote, ride for the brand, unquote, a cowboy aphorism that means staying faithful to the outfit you work for and representing them well. Christians often forget that they are called to do the same. But our brand, if you will, isn't a product, lifestyle, or service. It is the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, as Paul points out in Philippians 3, verse 14. We have been named after our Savior, which is why we are called Christian, and whether we like it or not, we represent our Savior in all our comings and goings, in all our words and works. Part of our prayer, that the name of the Lord be hallowed, then, is a prayer that we as Christians might not be disloyal to the brand. That as we live before the watching world, the people of God might not cause his name to be blasphemed. For just as a cowboy who rides away from the herd in the midst of a cattle drive dishonors his employers, so we who turn back to the sinful elements of the world from which we have been saved dishonor our God. Not only do we dishonor him, we cause those around us to look upon him with disdain, to speak ill of his person and works, and in some cases, to blaspheme his holy name. Peter warns of believers taking such a path in 2 Peter 2, verses 2 and 3, advising us against false teachers, but sadly telling us that many will follow their sensuality, and because of them the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. We are not to be like the Pharisees and teachers of the law condemned by Jesus and spoken against by Paul in Romans 2, verse 24, where he tells us, as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. They sought to teach the law of God, but as Paul noted, they continually disobeyed it, if not in deed, then certainly in thought. And as such, they were hypocrites and caused those around them to blaspheme the name of the Lord. Rarely do we correlate our personal sins to blasphemy, but we need only look to the past few decades to see so many prominent Christian figures who have sinned publicly and have caused God to be mocked by the world. And while we recognize that we will always struggle with sin, we should not glory in it, though we do not always do that which we want to do, as Paul points out in Romans chapter 7, our response is not to give in and just live a licentious lifestyle, but to turn again and again to the cross of Christ for forgiveness of sin. And as we do so, the world will see we are not hypocrites, but sinners. For while we confess that we are to live holy lives, we also confess that we do not, and we only find our full comfort and hope in the gospel of Jesus. In this manner do we hallow the name of our God, as we seek to honor him above all, ordering our whole life, that his name might not be blasphemed, rather that he might receive all glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.